force, with the prosecutors, the family members, and the entire forensic team. Finally, I'd like to say there is a before and after in the investigation of disappeared persons. Scientific and technical resources were lagging behind in Honduras before 2015. But now we are taking very positive strides forward and making changes. We are very much concerned as a forensic unit about including the forensic services in humanitarian issues and also in issues related to the investigation of crimes within the Public Prosecution Service. So I could circulate to you the protocols that I've mentioned. We could show you all of the work that has been done. And I could tell you about the role taken on in Honduras, and I think this will be absolutely vital. Forensic medicine is assuming this role. We're going to have joint efforts with the various institutions, and this will enable us to create a single unit. Are there any comments on the question as to the reparation provided to victims? Good afternoon, Madam Chairperson and other members of the committee. I'd like to reply to the specific question asked by